Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, 7th Canto, Chapter 9, entitled, Prahlad Pacifies the Lord with Prayers, Text number 19. Balasya Deha Saranam Pitru Narsimha.
Balasya Deha Saranam Pitru Narsimha.
Natasya Chagadam.
Supreme Personality of Godhead.
In this material world, everyone is trying to counteract the onslaught of material nature. But everyone is ultimately fully controlled by material nature. Therefore, even those so-called philosophers and scientists try to surmount the onslaught of the material nature, they have not been able to do so. Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita 13:9 that the real sufferings of the material world are four: janma, mrityu, jara, vyadhi, birth, death, old age, and disease. In the history of the world, no one has been successful in conquering these miseries imposed by material nature. Pratipadyamani unakramani sarvasa. Nature, for beauty, is so strong that no one can overcome her stringent laws. So-called scientists, philosophers, religionists, and politicians should therefore conclude that they cannot offer facilities to the people in general. They should make vigorous propaganda to awaken the populace and raise them to the platform of Krishna consciousness. Our humble attempt to propagate the Krishna conscious movement all over the world is the only remedy that can bring about a peaceful and happy life. We can never be happy without the mercy of the Supreme Lord, but the big Dharma. If we keep displeasing our Supreme Father, we shall never be happy within this material world, in either the upper or lower planetary systems. When Pramatis is saying there is no other shelter than the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he says so with great faith, because he has done so. Under all circumstances, under the most adverse circumstances, Prahlad has simply taken shelter of the Lord. Not only did Prahlad take shelter of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, but he was by no means impressed by the material energy. When Prahlad was thrown in a pit of snakes, he was chanting. And we would probably also chant if we don't faint. If we would stay conscious, we would chant. Because out of fear. But Prahlad was not chanting out of fear. Prahlad had full faith that in the protection of the Supreme Lord, everything was fine. So there was no anxiety. It is one thing to turn to the Supreme Lord in anxiety due to the three causes of material nature creating so many circumstances. We chant when the car starts to drive too fast. We chant in so many fearful conditions. But in one sense, in scriptures, this is known as Margata Vairagya, that at the time of a funeral, we're very interested in transcendental knowledge. Oh yes, please, tell me something now. You have always said such wise things. Please say something now. Now we want to hear it. Margata Vairagya. But when the material energy looks nice and looks attractive, then we'll chant later. Later. There will be time. This evening still so much time. Now, so we will achieve. So in this way, the three modes of material nature are creating different waves. And the living being is becoming swept up by these waves of the material modes. And thus goes along with these modes. When Srila Prabhupada is discussing the mode of goodness and the importance of the mode of goodness, he doesn't say we should be in the mode of goodness. He says we should associate with the mode of goodness. So I thought that's a very significant point when I read that, because I was thinking, how am I ever going to be in the mode of goodness? That's difficult. That's an impossible task. With great passion, I could try to be in the mode of goodness. Until the mode of ignorance would get better of me. By accident, I might stumble into the mode of goodness for a few moments, and then I'd stumble out again. But associating with the mode of goodness, that is something realistic, something practical, something we can do. That is important. Equally so, we can associate with the mode of ignorance, or we can associate with the mode of passion. And of course, these modes of nature exist outside of us, but they also exist within us. Due to previous association with the modes of nature, these three modes of material nature are existing within us. And thus, we have qualities of passion, goodness, and ignorance. It is said that those who are in the mode of passion will attain human birth after birth after birth after birth. Those who are in the mode of ignorance, they go head first into the lowest species of life, and those who are in the mode of goodness attain the heavenly regions. Of course, we are not interested in attaining the heavenly regions, but we do fear taking birth again in the material energy, and we do fear taking birth in the lower species. Mahatobayat is described as the greatest fear. So that fear is always there, even in one who takes shelter of the Supreme Lord. But then Prahlad, because he was constantly taking shelter in the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he felt very protected. He felt that somehow or other the Supreme Lord would make arrangements for his protection. It is said, Mukti Dadati Bhakti Nakaiji, Srimad Bhagavatam. It says that liberation I will give you, but Bhakti, I don't have any, Krishna says. You want Bhakti? No, I don't have. Krishna, what you have behind your back? Oh, that? Oh, you want that? Yes, I want that. So Krishna is not so easily awarding devotional service. Mukti, liberation, yes, he will give after some austerity
can be attained.
But bhakti is rarely attained. And why is it so? Why is Krishna not easily giving bhakti? Because with bhakti we are purchasing the Supreme Lord. That is the point that is being made in a discussion between Narayana Muni and Yudhisthira Maharaj. So bhakti purchases Krishna, and therefore Krishna will protect. He protects his devotion. Even this morning I just heard a lecture about the moment of bewilderment that Lord Brahma experienced as he was performing the material creation. He somehow or other became bewildered and attracted by his daughter. So then Srila Prabhupada said that sometimes even a first class man, even a first class person may become bewildered by the material energy. But because that first class person has dedicated himself to the Supreme Lord, the Supreme Lord, even when he does become bewildered, will make arrangements for his protection. Krishna will not forsake him. Name bhakti pranasyati. So in this way, not only is it about taking shelter of the Lord, but it is also about the Lord giving shelter. And that giving of shelter goes even beyond what we take, even beyond how much we are searching shelter of the Lord. Once we take the shelter of the Lord, then the Lord will go out of his way
out of his way to somehow or other protect that devotee. So Prahlad Maharaj, in all circumstances, was simply remembering the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And he saw that actually whatever is produced by the three modes of material nature, so many varieties of forms, some of them looking very beautiful, some of them looking very sweet, some of them appearing ghastly, some of them appearing very fearsome. It doesn't matter. Prahlad could thoroughly understand that this was the illusory energy at work. He knew that these situations were not false. He understood not Jagat Nitya and Brahma Satya, not that this universe is false and only Brahman is real. No, the universe is also real. In one discussion, the American poet Allen Ginsberg was trying to have a little debate with Srila Prabhupada. And he just brought up the point. He said, in some religions in the world, there is the concept that the deity or the icon is made of matter. And how is it possible for matter to capture spirit? Therefore, how can we accept such deity forms? And he was getting ready for a lengthy discussion, and Prabhupada simply said, matter doesn't exist. Finished. Knockout in the first round, basically. Yeah? Right there. Matter doesn't exist. No more discussion. Everything is spiritual. Krishna is the origin of everything. Aham sarvashyabhavahu matasaram pravartate itam iti mata vajantiram buddhabhava samvita. Whether the material energy or the spiritual energy, Krishna is the origin of all. Therefore, where is the question of material in that sense? These are Krishna's separated energies. It is not that anything except separate from Krishna. Therefore, we understand the entire Mahatattva is also Krishna. All the material elements, also Krishna, but not Krishna directly. Krishna's energy. Brahman is also Krishna, but not Krishna directly, Krishna's energy. Please remove this dazzling effulgence and show me your true face. It is said in the Isupanishad. So Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would say, Brahman is the energy of the mind. So Prahlad thoroughly understood that all this material energy is also the energy of the Lord, but it is not so important. In the Prabhupada Lilamrita, in the refined description of the very beginning of the matchless gift storefront, and prior to opening the matchless gift storefront, Srila Prabhupada had at first stayed with Dr. Misra upon arriving in America. And Dr. Misra had an ashram upstate New York. It was apparently a nice place. There was on the grounds even a lake. So it is said that one time Srila Prabhupada and the devotees from Master's Gift Storefront, they went there, and Hayagriva, hardcore New Yorker, was sleeping outside under the sky. So that was something, I guess. to even see this guy in New York is something. So that was an experience. And when the sun was rising, Maya Grieber, who had studied English literature, spontaneously started to recite poetry as a painter from his palace with streaks of red as colored the sky. And in this way, he spoke. And then later, he shared with Prabhupada how beautiful the sunrise had been, just like a painting. And Srila Prabhupada said, "We are not so much interested in the painting, we are more interested in the painter. We're not so much interested in the material energy, not so impressed. We're more impressed by Krishna, who is behind this material energy, who has created it all." In this way, in the second canto, there is a reference which is significant. It is said that the beauty in this material world, know it to be the smiling face of the Supreme Lord. So this is a good point, because it means that we do not have to harshly reject the material energy and say, "This is all Maya. This is Maya." That is the business of the impersonalist. All he can do is see Maya everywhere and reject this Maya. And constantly be on guard of Maya and try to avoid interaction with Maya and move into a cave. And even then, there is the risk that he gets comfortable in the cave and then he falls in Maya and starts thinking, "My cave is a very, very nice cave." And so on. In this way. But the devotee doesn't require to have such a harsh vision of Maya. Of course. Always on guard. Always beware of Maya. Because it is said, Krishna, Jagannanda Pandit, in his Prema Vibharta, says, "Krishna Bahim Kamaya, Bhogavan Shikara, Nikitastamaya, Tara Japati Ahai." That's a very interesting description. He says that as soon as we get involved with the external energy, we must be very careful, because Nikate, nearby, Stamaya, Maya is staying, and she is waiting to slap us down. So Jagannanda Pandit is speaking about Maya slapping us down, not about falling down. See, sometimes we see people on the edge of a high building, or in the Himalayas you can see locals, they stand with their back to the edge, and there's like a 3 kilometer drop, and they just stand like 1 foot away from the edge with their back towards the edge. It turns my stomach when I just see it. And they just stand in a conversation like that because they grew up with this mountain. It's nothing to them. So we grew up with Maya, and we lay in the same way, stand, take it right to the edge. Right to the edge, getting very close to my, I know what I'm doing. I have seen just, I am from New York, I am from Tokyo, I am from Amsterdam, so many places. I have seen, we may come so close to the edge, but Nikitastamayantara Japatiya, she will slap us down. So one must be very careful. It is not that we are taking shelter of Krishna to avoid some discomfort in the material world. It is much more. We are taking shelter of Krishna to get out of this trap of material existence, of life after life, being remaining caught in the material world. Not a little suffering in this life, but so many lives. So somehow or other, with great diligence, akama sarva karma vamoksha kama udarati tivena bhakti yogeta yogena yagita sampanam, that somehow or other, with great diligence, tivena, tivra, undiluted, whether one has material desires or whether one doesn't have material desires, engage in the process of pure devotional service with great diligence. We may not be able to be anyavilasita sunyam. We may not be able to be free from all other varieties of desires for sense enjoyments, for liberation from suffering and so on. That may be. That doesn't go so easy. But at least the chist of at least make great endeavor. When this Hanyavivasita Sunyam is realized, it is known as Bhavarupa. It is then manifest within us. But when it is not manifest within us, then we should try and strive to attain it at all times, and to therefore very carefully take shelter of the process of pure devotional service. That process of pure devotional service is offering a great variety of activity. So it's not just always the same thing. Rather, there is a great variety of activity. And even it is not required to rigidly renounce the material energy, because that very dangerous material energy that can entrap us when engaged, nirbandha krishna sabandha yukta vairagya mucchate, when it is engaged in the service of the Lord, it loses its dangerous feature and it liberates us. Of course, we may say that, and that is true from a transcendental point of view, but at the same time though, the material energy still has a particular nature according to goodness, passion, or ignorance, or a combination of these modes of material nature. And Srila Prabhupada is describing in the first canto, he describes the factories of the modern day as the dungeons of the demons. So all the products that come from the dungeons of the demons, whatever is going on in the dungeons of the demons, is ugra karma. Ugra karma, or one could say aggressive work, or Prabhupada said horrible work, which is meant to destroy the world. So many products of ugra karma, like my water is in plastic, and little plastic particles are going in the water, and so my body gets cooked up with plastic as I drink. Tastes good. Tastes fine. But the plastic, meanwhile, goes inside. Same way with shaving cream. So I read there are nanoparticles in the shave of cream, and these nanoparticles are so small they enter into the pores of the body and go into the bloodstream, and there they find their ways into all kinds of nooks and corners of the body, and then emerge into God knows what. Anyway, one can try and have a cancer-free lifestyle, and I wish them well. It's ultimately not possible, right? It's not possible. I was recovering from all the plastic and all the other residues in my body, and I found a peaceful place somewhere in a particular country, and then it came in the news that nearby that country there was a nuclear power plant, and that nuclear power plant was was very old and leaking radiation. And people in the city nearby, the government put them on iodine tablets, which is what they give when you get radioactive contamination. And that city was 50 kilometers away from the power plant, and we were staying 35 kilometers away from the power plant. And I was on the hospital again. What to do? So we make so many arrangements to be in a safe place in the material world, but where is a safe place? We are looking in the Bhagavatam, and it said the wife is like a forge. She will protect us. She will protect us from lust. I hope so. Lust is very strong. Even within marriage, one can fall down. Even that is possible. One can fall down to lust. Lust is such a thing. It is very intense. But by taking shelter of the Supreme Lord, everything is... The Lord takes care. We were in Mayapur recently, and doing a parikrama. And on that parikrama, we went to the Shringapalli. And various devotees were there. And one of the devotees who came on this parikrama was Pangajangri Prabhu, who, when he started speaking about the Sringadeva, really became enlightened. And no wonder, because he had been worshipping Lord Sringadeva for quite some time. So then, as he was speaking, he said, there was one lady, she came to Mayapur and she did a lot of service for Lord Sringadeva. She brought many things for the Lord. So then one day, as the pujari, he wanted to give her some mercy. So Lord Sringadeva has his metal nails. So they replaced them regularly. So they gave that lady one of the nails of Lord Sringadeva. That night she had a dream that Lord Sringadeva came and put all his nails on her chest and went right inside and put his hand into her heart and then pulled out this black thing and held it up and said, this is not love. This is lust. What are we going to do with this? What are we going to do with this? It's useless. So, yes. It is the Supreme Personality of Godhead who can save us from lust. In the Pajavali, which is Rupa Goswami's first book, a collection of verses from many different places, there's one verse, I haven't fully memorized it, so I'll summarize it. But basically, it begins by saying, not by wearing saffron cloth, not by following Vedic injunctions, not by performing austerities, not by giving in charity, or not by so many other things can lust be overcome, but by performing devotional service, lust can easily be overcome. So this is what it means, taking shelter of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, taking shelter of devotional service. Prahlad Maharaj, he was in a position where his life was endangered. So at that stage, what could he do other than remember the Lord, other than meditate on the Supreme Lord, other than pray to the Supreme Lord? What else could he do at that stage? We are right now not in such a condition. Therefore, we can do something. And that is our good fortune, because when it comes to prayer, how much can we pray? Can we pray all day? We can pray 5 minutes prayer, while looking at the deities, Govindam Adi Purusha. The mind is somewhere else, wandering. before breakfast today. It's amazing how easily we can be distracted. In the midst of this movement, which is centered around Krishna, you look at this temple, everywhere Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. Deities are here. In every direction you look, there's a picture of Krishna, there's 24 hours kirtan. We can go to the Guru Puja and in our mind be somewhere else. So in this way, very difficult. Therefore, for us now to meditate upon the Supreme Lord or to chant all the time, Kirtanya Sadahari, to chant even 64 rounds, very difficult. But to do something practical with our senses, that we can do, because we are very preoccupied with the senses. Oh yes, the senses. We know them very well. Yes, the senses, yes. They are our attention. Srila Rupa Goswami says, these senses, they're merciless. Yes. You bring them whatever they want. And what will they say? Bring more. Is that all? Bring more? But I did everything I could. Bring more. Slave drivers. But we will work for them faithfully. We'll never give up these taskmasters. All right. So now take those senses and use them in the service of Krishna. Take some responsibility in devotional service. Simply do some service for Krishna. Something. Engage these senses, the working senses, in the service of Krishna. The hands, the legs, the eyes, the ears, the tongue. All these senses, engage them in the service of Krishna. And suddenly, these same senses, Sarira, Vija, Jal, Yudhindriya, Nehita, that created a network, the senses that are created as a network leading to death, these senses are now liberating us when we engage in devotional service. So this is brilliant. The same thing that entraps us can now liberate us. And therefore, taking shelter of Krishna means simply to be always engaged in devotional service, somehow or other. And that way, remembrance of Krishna will come. Yena tena prakritena mana Krishna seviyat. In that way, the mind will be fixed on Krishna. And in that way, one will come to the stage of samadhi, of complete absorption, which is the state which was displayed by Prahlad Maharaj. Completely absorbed, always. Smartavyam satatam vishnodi smartavyam ajatasi sarvadini sivashu ityori vakinkaram. The very purpose of all the rules and regulations of devotional service is to always remember Krishna and to never forget him. And that is what Prahlad actually showed.